This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 25th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic regime of Sudan, Africa, continues its persecution of the church. This week, officials released 13 Christians only after torturing them and threatening to charge them with serious crimes, reports Morningstar News. The Christians were arrested earlier this month during a church service in the Darfur region. After the 2-year detainment and eventual release of Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkey, the evangelical church there has only grown stronger, reports Al Monitor. Soner Tufan, with the Association of Protestant Churches in Turkey, said his own church has grown by threefold and that churches of various denominations are growing closer to one another through the persecution. James 1:2-3 reminds us, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." After Ireland voted to repeal their pro-life Eighth Amendment, the country's lower house voted on Tuesday to move forward with the bill to legalize abortion for any reason up to 12 weeks, reports RTE. The bill limits conscience protections for medical providers and would require taxpayer funding of abortions and Catholic hospitals to provide them. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland members of parliament are pushing to legalize abortion there in the province where the lives of unborn babies are still protected. Former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were among the targets of suspected package bombs delivered to several high-profile Democrats, and CNN and what New York officials on Wednesday called an act of terrorism, reports Reuters. At least 8 suspicious parcels were intercepted before reaching any intended recipients, including Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder, former CIA Director John Brennan, and prominent Democratic Party donor George Soros. 2 packages were sent to Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, the FBI said. The Trump administration is considering defining sex as biologically based at birth, reversing Obama-era policy of defining gender based on personal choice, reports the New York Times. The Department of Health and Human Services is working on a legal definition of sex under Title IX, which bans gender discrimination. The department called for government agencies to adopt a definition of gender, quote, on a biological basis that is clear, grounded in science, objective, and administrable, end quote. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them." Christian bakery couple Aaron and Melissa Klein are taking their case to the Supreme Court after the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries fined them $135,000 for refusing to bake a cake for a lesbian wedding. The Kleins had to close their bakery after being fined, but they hope to see their religious liberty defended as the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips in a similar case this year. A group of repentant homosexuals planned to attend the Freedom March in Los Angeles on November 4th to declare the transforming power of Jesus Christ, reports CBN News. Jeffrey McCall, a former prostitute who lived as a trans woman named Scarlett, is now the CEO of the Freedom March, which held their first event in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Several of the participants in the march were interviewed for a film called Here's My Heart, a documentary of surrendering to freedom. Listen to one of the testimonies.
"God filled me with his spirit and he marked me and he literally shifted my mindset and my heart to a place of newness in Christ."
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." The 2018 hurricane season is the most active one on record, reports USA Today. This year has already seen over 34 major hurricane days. The combined intensity and duration of hurricanes and tropical storms in the Atlantic and eastern Pacific has not been seen since 1992. Hawaii's East Island was completely wiped off the map after encountering Hurricane Welaka earlier this month. And finally, a teenage manager named Dalton Schaefer at Steve's Pizza in Battle Creek, Michigan, drove 3 hours recently to deliver pizza to a couple in Indianapolis, reports NBC. Richard and Julie Morgan had lived in Battle Creek decades ago, and nothing compared to Steve's Pizza. Richard was in hospice care with days left to live, but Julie's father called Steve's Pizza to see if they could send a kind note for Richard. In response, Dalton asked what pizzas they wanted, delivering them that night and even telling the Morgans that he was praying for them before driving home. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.